There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archive for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
On Your Mind, brought to you in part this hour by our friends at Hedolls. Hedolls has it, you know. If you need the auto part, they have it. They also have great people. I'll tell you another great story about one of the Hedolls professionals and the first car they ever owned. Can you remember yours? I do mine. 1977 Lincoln Town Car. Powder blue, baby blue, with the white hardtop. Oh, baby. Do I remember that thing? Yeah. Yep. Todd, yours? What was your first car? Do you remember?
71 Pontiac Grand Prix.
Why do we always remember?
400 V8.
We should take a nice day one day and just throw out the rules and just ask people what their first car was. I think it'd be kind of a fun show. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Congressman Kevin Cramer will be here this hour. It's a Talk Radio Town Hall Hour. He has not joined us yet, but we'll be here momentarily. Your calls, questions, comments, welcome for him at 855-200-1776. In the meantime, we're getting some more feedback on the topics we chatted about last hour, including Beavergate. Yes, this barbaric slaughter plan for Fargo. There's evidently beavers that are destroying trees, and it's getting spendy, and so they're going to trap beavers, and now the beaver lovers are going crazy. They have a Twitter handle, hashtag beaverbackers. And I've been interacting with them. I have a couple of questions up for them right now. But the beaver backers must sleep in or something. I don't know, because it's been kind of quiet. I'm kind of waiting for it to get going. But anyway, we'll see as it goes throughout the day. And solutions. We're asking for solutions. A lot of them have come in. Some helpful, some not so much. Did you see this one, Todd? Can we use the trees to cook the beavers? Bonfire promotes community interaction. That's not helpful. That's not going to get us to a solution with the beaver backers. Not to mention, it makes the tree people mad because you're burning the trees. We're trying to save the trees. I'm a tree hugger. It's after all Earth Day today. So, and a South Dakota listener has a suggestion here.
On this beaver deal,
yes,
with
sir.
A Park Service wanting to get rid of the beavers, if the Park Service wanted to get rid of the trees, the animal rights people would probably become tree huggers and be out there protecting the trees and saying you can't cut them trees down. But when the beavers want to cut the trees down just to take a little branch off and destroy the tree and take the branches off and drag them to the water to make their dams and leave the rest of the trees set there and go to waste, but they're okay with that. But now if the Park Service wanted to cut the trees down and do something with them, they would be against it. So they just don't know enough to decide what they want. And then I guess that's about it for now. Bye.
Glad you're listening. We love our South Dakota, Montana, Minnesota listeners, as well as, of course, our home state of North Dakota as well. Thanks very much. 800-228-0550. 800-228-0550. Just like the mothership, 550 on your radio dial as well for the program today. Lots of emails here, too, including on property taxes as well. Let's see here. Where's some more of these emails? Oh, I heard from Watford City Mayor Brent Sanford, and he told us how they do things there, because some people were asking. Somebody at West Fargo called at the end of the last hour and said, no, wait a minute. We're getting $850 billion from the state in property tax relief. Well, why do my property taxes go up? And I said, well, you got to watch the spending at the local level. Is your school spending more? In West Fargo, probably is right now, because they're building schools. Is the city, is the county? So Mayor Sanford sent a note. He said, hey, if valuations go up in Watford, the local taxing entities make sure the mill levy rates come down so the taxes paid go up at an acceptable rate between 2 and 5%. So they're offsetting what's going on and what's coming from the state is the way I take that. The mill levy rate may go down and needs to if values double, right, because they're getting more revenue from it. So if the rate is cut in half, there's no increase. That's the way they do it in Watford City. And his suggestion as a mayor was the taxpayer, wherever you are, you need to follow the county, city, and park district mill levy rates for next year. Same thing on the school board side. It's good advice. Good stuff. Appreciate that very much. All right, and then one other call from last hour, and then Congressman Kramer is here, and we'll take your calls. Here's a caller upset with us because we forgot something, Todd. My bad on this one, by the way. I kind of messed up, so we'll let the caller go ahead and scold us here. Go ahead.
Oh, Minot State's in trouble. Don't tell these guys there's a whole school full of beaver there up in Minot. They call them the beavers. Just trap these beavers and take them out to the Federal Reserves. And, I mean, it's federal. They're trying to keep the animals there and let them go.
Here yeah, how did I forget that, too?
Another solution. I know we were talking about Bemidji State being the beavers. We forgot Minot State was the beavers. So, yeah.
Here's my thinking. If we went all the way to Corvallis, Oregon, then we wouldn't get blamed in North Dakota for it.
Oh, good point. There's a lot more beaver lovers in Oregon than there are in
True.
North Dakota.
There's
good
a lot
point.
More trees yeah. out there, too. So
exactly right. Well, ladies and gentlemen, on the resume of one Congressman Kevin Kramer are a lot of things in his time as tourism director and economic development director and certainly spent a lot of years building up the Republican Party in North Dakota and recruiting candidates and then Public Service Commission member and, of course, now member of Congress. But they might put this one on your tombstone. Save the water heater from Extension and the assault of the Energy Department. Congratulations on that, Congressman. Very nice.
Well, thanks. It was a team effort. And in fact, it was such a team effort, I don't think a single person voted against it. It was sort of fun. It's hard almost to believe, but there's a rule that came out. In fact, it became effective April 16th, so just last week, from the Department of Energy that essentially made these large electric thermal water heaters disallowed the manufacture of them because they don't meet this Energy Star standard or something, one of these energy efficiency standards, which, of course, I've never figured out why it's the federal government's business to set these standards. I think consumers can set them just fine. Thank you very much. I think energy efficiency should be its own reward. It shouldn't be forced on anybody. But anyway, that said, the Department of Energy outlawed these things and thinking they were doing a good thing for energy conservation and efficiency, when the reality is these wonderful large electric water heaters are used all across the country and used a lot in North Dakota specifically for energy conservation because they're what are called grid enabled. They're manufactured, by the way. Many of them are manufactured at Steffes Manufacturing right in Dickinson, North Dakota. But they're used by utilities to shave the peak. That's utility speak for manage their load. It allows them to heat water in their water heaters during non-peak energy times, which, of course, saves the consumer money because it's a lower cost electricity time. It shaves the peak. In other words, when the peak of the day, the peak of electrical use is early to mid-morning and, mid to late afternoon, when everybody's appliances are on, it allows the energy generators to be used at a time when they're not largely used, right? So you sustain the lifespan of the generating unit, whether it's a wind turbine or a coal-fired power plant or a gas turbine. So it's all about energy efficiency, but the Department of Energy saw fit to outlaw them. So both the House and the Senate had bills that passed, but we were able to get the Senate bill came over in final version last week, and we at about the same time as we passed the House version of the bill in the Energy and Commerce Committee that I'm on. But having the final passage of the Senate bill, I said, hey, let's get this thing to the floor. Let's pass the Senate bill and get it on the president's desk. And now he's going to be forced to look at a bill that passed on a voice vote in both the Senate and the House that goes against him philosophy.
We should probably explain that a voice vote it means basically that there's no objection. So in other words, nobody was set to defend the Obama Energy Administration.
Not one person, Democrat, not one.
That's fairly significant, is it not? That I mean, maybe they're getting a snoot full of some of this crazy stuff.
Well, I think it is very significant. Now at the same time, Colin Peterson and I are my friend from Minnesota, just across the border there in District 7. Signed off on a letter, sent a letter to the Department of Energy last week asking them to withhold this rule, this that was to take effect April 16th because it was so crazy and to reconsider it. In the meantime, we're trying to pass legislation. Well, now we have been able to pass the legislation, as you pointed out, Scott, 100% of the U.S. House, 100% of the United States Senate, that says, Mr. President, with all due respect, you're wrong, and your Department of Energy is wrong, and we hope that you will sign this bill, or, of course, we'll have to override the veto.
Wow, that's significant. Don in Garrison for Congressman Kevin Cramer, and any and all issues, welcome today on the program. As always, any questions you have for your one and only member of the United States House of Representatives representing North Dakota, give us a ring at 800-228-0550. Hey, Don, what's on your mind?
Hey, Congressman.
Hi, Don.
I'm sorry. You're not in the transportation part, I guess. I've got to vent a little bit here. I'm a truck driver. I own a trucking company, just me, my own truck.
Yep.
The FMCSA and the ATA are now trying to put speed limiters on all trucks to do 65 miles an hour max. They say it's going to create safety. I beg to differ big time with them about that. There's no safety issue here at all with a speed limiter situation. I went and I talked to some other people, some other groups, and I drive mainly two-lane highways. And
do me a favor, if you would, Don, just hold that thought. We'll continue on the other side of the rink with the Talk Radio Town Hall today.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
Northwest Landowners Association in North Dakota was established to help maintain a balance between resource development and property rights of individuals. We want to be the conduit between private property owners and North Dakota industry in both directions. The association is the united voice of landowners finding solutions to problems. We want to ensure that our kids and grandkids have the same opportunity to make a living off the land that we've had. Go to nwlandowners.com to view our mission and get information on membership. The Northwest Landowners Association strives to create a network of information, support, education, promote property rights issues to ensure a balanced and fair development of our resources. To accomplish this, we bring together a network of property owners, operators, and residents to share and discuss information to ensure the resources are developed in a responsible manner. Go to nwlandowners.com.
I'm in Senior James Shea, President of the University of Mary in Bismarck. By offering 3 full semesters per year, the University of Mary gives you the option to get your bachelor's degree in 2.6 years. We call it year-round campus. And because you graduate sooner, you spend less, save more, and get a head start on your career. Less time, less cost, less debt. Come see how the University of Mary is proving that less can be more with our new year-round campus. Schedule a visit at yearroundcampus.com, yearroundcampus.com.
Scott Hillen here to tell you about my pals at S&S Motors in Watford City. I bought a great truck, got a great deal. You can too. They have clearance pricing every day at S&S Motors Watford City. Internet specials every day at snsmotorsinc.com. Call Brent or Tim. They'll take care of you. Pre-owned 4x4, great deals. New Fords and Chevy too, and they'll bring it to you. Full service shop with 4 techs that can handle any and all of your repairs and vehicle maintenance. Just call Sonia, 701-444-2341. Online, snsmotorsinc.com. S&S Motors Watford City.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
The hour on What's on Your Mind, brought to you in part today by our friends at MyPillow.com. MyPillow.com. Stacy in our office was just telling me the other day about how much she loves MyPillow. You know, and we get all these emails and calls and people call the switchboard and they want to tell us about MyPillow. And she said, you know, I bought one too. She said, it's just incredible. Absolutely incredible. And what she really likes about is the is just, you know, how much more she wakes up refreshed, you know, than somebody else in the office is saying, you know, me too, because, you know, I'm only getting 5-6 hours of sleep these days, and boy, I want it to be good sleep, and I get it with the pillow. Well, you know what? A lot of our listeners are buying this pillow, and we appreciate it. MyPillow.com, promo code Scott, or you can call 800-506-9028. When you do that, you get a 2-for-1 deal. Who doesn't love a 2-for-1 deal? That is 50% off. That's Scott math right there. The 2-for-1, 50% off. MyPillow.com, promo code Scott, or call them at 800-506-9028. You get the 60-night money-back guarantee, so you'll know it. You'll love it. You get the 10-year warranty. And you get that, it's the official pillow of the National Sleep Foundation. Fantastic. Okay, 21 past the hour. Don in Garrison was chatting with Congressman Kerner before the break about some concerns here. Don, so the rest of your concern, and then we'll give Kevin a chance to respond.
It's just the ATA came out yesterday or Monday and said not only would the trucks be slower at a safer speed, but we will slow all the other traffic down to a slower speed because these trucks will be holding them up.
Right.
And I came right out and I told these people there is no way I'm going to be out there road blocking all these cars. I'm going to have people angry like you wouldn't believe.
And the rule, one more time, Don, the rule would be that the trucks are mandated to go how fast?
65 miles an hour, no faster.
Yeah. On the interstate even.
Everywhere.
Yeah.
You can't, I mean, like with me, I drive 2-lane road. A lot because of the axle weights that I carry. I can't, you're 65, it'd take me a mile and a half to pass somebody doing 60.
Is this a safety thing or is this a green thing, Congressman?
It's a safety thing.
So the American Truck, Don's right, the American Trucking Association came out with this recommendation on Monday of this week, recommending to, FMCA, Federal Motor Carrier Safety Administration. They also urging the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, so there's lots of initials, as you know, in this town, to require that all large trucks would include these speed limiters. It's an electronic gizmo And then pushing for a 65-mile-an-hour speed limit. Now, the American Trucking Association, I suspect Don may or may not be a member. They're kind of the big dogs. But there's also the Owner-Operator Independent Drivers Association, which also advocates the 65-mile-an-hour speed limit, along with the ATA. They're pushing pretty hard for there to be a 65-mile-an-hour speed limit for all vehicles, because Don pointed out the fact that what he doesn't want to become is a roadblock on the highway. So if cars are allowed to go 75, he can only go at max 65. You know, when traffic's driving at different speeds, you have as many problems as if they're all driving at one fast speed. So there's the issue of inconsistency and the issue of fast speeds. But both trucking groups would strongly support a 65-mile-an-hour national speed limit for all vehicles. So this is something that has been talked about for a long time. It's been proposed going back to, you know, at least probably 10 years. And so it just sort of came to a head again this week when the American Trucking Association is pushing for regulation.
Well, one of the reasons they brought it up was some group came out and said, okay, South Dakota, the same day South Dakota raised their speed limit to 80. They came out and said, wait a minute, trucks can't do 80 because their tires are rated for 75.
Yeah.
Well, I don't do 75, I don't do 80, I don't do 70 unless I have to pass somebody. But this is going to be creating a big, big problem. And not only will it be a problem on the roads, the drivers, the senior drivers like me, I've got 31 years, I've never had an accident.
Sure.
I'm working out 4 million miles.
So I'm trying to understand what's your biggest concern about it. You mentioned the roadblock thing earlier to Congressman Kramer. That the other is it that you would block other traffic? What's your biggest worry about it?
But me blocking traffic, me not being able to pass on 2-lane roads. I will be, we'll have traffic backed up. I mean, I saw just the other day, of course, you see it quite a bit every now and then. You get hung up behind a slow truck or a slow camper or car. And you can't pass because you're
got it. Fine. I appreciate that. So, Congressman Kramer, here's my question. I mean, this is unusual that the industry is saying, "Hey, slow us down," right? But in this case, they're telling the federal government they want you to move faster on imposing these speed limits. What do you think happens with it?
Yeah, it's sort of interesting. And by the way, it's been, like I said, it's been going on for a long time. So the debate rages. I think it dawns right. It was probably sparked by the fact that you're seeing rural states like South Dakota looking at raising speed limits to 80 or you know, going back to what Montana used to have, and that's just reasonable or whatever the category was. And that does create that inconsistency problem. Now, the problem I have in general with a regulation like this would be that it does, in fact, treat all geography the same. And as we know, traveling I-94 or I-29 across North Dakota, or, you know, I-90 across South Dakota or something like that, is different than, you know, New York or Pennsylvania or even, you know, Illinois. And so that's a little bit of that would be my initial concern, is that while this really removes sort of the rights of states to set speed limits based on the type of highways they have, the type of, you know, traffic they have, the, you know, the type of culture they have. That to me, that's the initial problem. I don't know where this goes from here, but I'm glad Don raised the issue because it is relevant, it is timely, and I'd certainly be interested in other people's viewpoints on it.
Grant Bismarck, next on What's On Your Mind. Go ahead and tell us.
Yeah, I think you ought to.
Hey Grant.
I think there needs to be a bill called Cleanse America and offer everybody and their families who wish to join ISIS free tickets over there.
Just one way.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Just let them all go over there, and I think we'd all be better off. And as far as the trucks and everything, I think the feds should keep. How come everything coming out of Washington is either after your money or your rights?
Or your liberty, yeah.
Why should the feds have anything to say about the trucks? And I'm pretty sure OOIDA is not for speed control on trucks. The rest. American Truck Association is, because they are kind of bought and paid for by the unions. These trucking outfits are something else.
OOIDA is supporting it. In fact, they're the ones advocating for a 65-mile-an-hour speed limit for everybody, not just trucks. And, of course, the ATA agrees with that as well. Now, that might be a little bit of I don't want to call it tongue-in-cheek, but it might be their way of saying, hey, wait a minute, if we're going to be confined to 65 miles per hour, then you're going to have a whole bunch of, as Don called them, roadblocks on the highways. And again, maybe that makes sense in some places, but I don't think it makes as much sense going through the Dakotas and Montana as it might make sense going through Pennsylvania or New York. And so that is sort of my problem with it. You know, with regard to sending everybody that wants to join ISIS, or giving them a one-way ticket out, the one thing we do benefit from some Americans is when they come back is we do glean a lot of intelligence from them. They're pretty closely watched, as the six men in Minneapolis learned recently.
Grant, thanks for the call. Mike and Bismarck, Richard on the road when we come back.
You're listening to the program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
North Dakota and Minnesota's leading steel building contractor is Evercourt Building Systems. Jesse Ebert, the owner, is on the phone with us. Jesse, I need a shop, an office, and a warehouse all in one. Can you take care of me?
Absolutely.
How long does the design process take?
3 weeks, and you've got your blueprints.
How long is delivery going to take?
We guarantee delivery in 4 weeks.
And when am I moving in?
We're going to have that building built in 90 days.
Tell me about the quality. What goes into an Evercourt building?
All North American-made steel. We tend to put big foundations under them that are engineered by local engineers that understand the conditions, and we tend to overdo it.
How do you price this so I get the best bang for my buck, Jesse?
We use 39 plants across the U.S. That's factory direct, which means you get the best price.
Jesse, you sold me. How do I reach you to talk about my next building project?
Just call me, 612-282-9922.
Or online at evercourtbuildingsystems.com. Thanks, Jesse.
Thank you.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Before the top of the hour on What's on Your Mind, rolling on with Congressman Kevin Cramer in the Talk Radio Town Hall that we do weekly on the program, which is great fun. And always welcome your calls, questions, and comments for Congressman Cramer by simply picking up the phone at 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. And when you call, by the way, there are two options. One is to press one and leave us a message. And you can do that 24 hours a day, 7 days a week at 855-200-1776, by the way. Or press 2 to chat with us live on the air. So your chance to do just that. Let's see here. Who's next? A full bank of calls, by the way, Kevin, just so you know. So we'll go through these as quick as we can with quick questions, quick answers. Mike in Bismarck, you're next to go on What's on Your Mind, the Talk Radio Town Hall. Go ahead.
Hey, Mike.
Hey, Congressman Cramer. How are you doing?
Great. Thank you.
Say, this is about Obamacare and the current state's lawsuits. I think that's going to be decided in June.
Yeah.
And if Obamacare is upheld, then I think what I would like for you to do is, until we get a new president here and get this all fixed, I would like for you to spearhead an effort with your fellow Republicans to submit a bill, create a bill to remove the IRS's ability to levy fines on Obamacare. And I'll tell you, I would love to see that simply for the reason of seeing how the Democrats would react to that bill and putting them in the position of them voting against it to allow this fine to go through.
It would be a very interesting political exercise, Mike, and we've had similar amendments or similar sections of bills to trying to remove the IRS from the mix, because that really is, you're right, there's nothing more offensive than the IRS being able to fine people. And and as you know, the president himself has unilaterally given waivers to his big corporate buddies, but he hasn't done the same for the individual where the real rubber meets the road. I appreciate the thought and the insight, and we'll get to work on it and see what's been done, see if there's not something we can do. I'm thinking there's at least a 50% chance that the Supreme Court will find in favor of King in the King v. Burwell case that will be announced in June, which will create chaos, depending on, you know, whatever prescriptive changes they have, but the Republicans will be prepared for an alternative way to help subsidize uninsured people, but allowing them to buy insurance in the marketplace rather than on, in the Obamacare exchanges. So hopefully we can do some good yet. But good suggestion. Thanks, Mike.
Appreciate the call, Mike. Thanks a lot. Paul in Fargo, you're next on What's on Your Mind for Congressman Kevin Cramer. Go ahead.
Thank you.
Hi, Paul.
Thank you, Mr. Cramer. Good to talk to you. you know, this business about it comes up all the time, and this the whole thing, it always comes up with this line about safety, and that's the malarkey about this whole thing. Now, if you got ATA, I mean OOIDA, if they're taking the position that they are, that's at least a logical approach because of what they stated. They want
right.
both.
Right.
But study after if South Dakota is raising its speed limit to 80 miles an hour, that's even more reason that trucks should not be limited to 65, because study after study after study has repeatedly shown the most dangerous thing is the differential speed between cars and trucks. And these bureaucrats sitting there, like he says, ATA bought off, they're exactly right. They're no friend of the truckers. And they got their head screwed on wrong. That's my opinion.
Yeah, no, great point, Paul. And I think one of the things I learned, even when I was on the Public Service Commission, when we were citing a lot of energy infrastructure, you know, the issues of railroad tracks, for example, and crossings, especially grade crossings with trucks and stuff, the thing that we learned in a lot of testimony is that the greatest danger is inappropriate driver expectation. Isn't that interesting, Scott? So what Paul's talking about is, of course, a consistency where everybody's driving the same speed creates a nice logical flow of traffic. Now, of course, there are speeders and whatnot, but safety is really more dependent on driver expectation than it is on speed.
Yes, but the thing is you have these cars cutting in front of these trucks or doing this or doing that, and it's studies are showing again that states have had this differential speed between cars and trucks. A lot of them have totally removed it, and they've said whatever the speed limit is, it's going to be the same. Some of them may want to put on a nighttime thing on there, so like the state of Washington does. But again and again, they have abandoned this because the studies show the problem is differential speed. So if they're going to raise that to 80, that's even more reason for things shouldn't be limited. And another issue that I'd have to say is these engineers come up with the stupidest things I've ever seen. And anytime they interrupt with a operator of equipment, it is just baloney, and I still can't forget the example of a guy saying he's flying a Piper Meridian turboprop single-engine aircraft, and he had a total engine failure, and this guy is watching this guy is managing to make it. He's going to make it at landing. Man, he's going to make that supermarket parking lot. And he's coming down, and he's going to do it. And then this automatic thing says, well, if you ran the full pressure, engine is below this, and airspeed's below this, and he's right at 1.3 VSL just perfectly. But if it's below this and below this, here comes the landing gear down. So he crashes and dies.
Yeah, no, you're right. It's a little eerie to think that there would be a limit or a technology piece that would limit a driver's ability to respond to a circumstance.
Appreciate the call, Paul. Thanks. Richard, thanks, Paul. On the road listening on What's On Your Mind. Go ahead, Richard, for Congressman Kramer.
Yeah, Congressman, I just wanted to echo some of the comments that these other men have. I mean, I'm a truck driver. I'm an over-the-road driver.
Okay.
My average trip is between 1,500 and 2,000 miles one way.
Oh, why? Okay.
You talk about safety. If the speed limit is 65 miles an hour and other vehicles are traveling between 75 and 80, I have to spend 11 hours in the seat of this truck to make my appointments.
And by the way, as you know, federal motor carriers have something to say about that as well.
Well, yeah, I know, because most of those people are union.
Yeah.
And they get paid by the hour. They don't get paid by the mile.
Yeah.
And that's a big difference, and that's one thing that nobody really looks at too closely. There's two sets of driving out here.
Yeah.
And, again, over-the-road drivers, we're putting the, you know...
Yes.
I drive more in a year than most people drive in 10.
Yeah, that's obvious.
You know, and accident-free, ticket-free. It's not because we want to travel at speed on the freeways. When we get on the two-lane roads, we do the speed limit.
Yep.
We're not doing 75 miles an hour going down a two-lane road.
Right.
That's rated at 55 and 60 miles an hour. But when we're on the interstate, that's when we have to make up the miles.
Sure.
That's when we have to make up for the two-lane road. We're out here trying to make a living, but we also want to be safe. We want to keep the people around us safe. And I think we do a very good job when you look at the statistics and when you look at the fact that most accidents that happen with a big truck are usually caused by the person driving the car.
Yeah, exactly. Richard, appreciate the call. Any quick comment?
No, great. Richard makes all the right points, the relevant points on it. And that's why we have an interstate system. And Scott, I'm glad you brought it up. All of these rules and regulations, and granted we're talking about safety, and yes, we're talking about lives, but everything does have a cost-benefit analysis that has to be considered, the cost to the economy. The reason we have interstates in the first place is so that traffic can move faster, so that we can move goods and services in commerce. I mean, the interstate system was built for trucks, cars, and travelers just happen to take advantage of it, but it really was designed to move commerce from coast to coast so that we can remain the strongest economy in the world.
Appreciate the call. Let's see. Greg's traveling I-94. You're next on What's on Your Mind, Greg. Go ahead.
Yeah, hey, I just got off the phone with Elida, and they are for the same speed limit, not 65. They just don't want cars rear-ending trucks. They want
right. They want they want consistency. Yeah.
Yeah, it isn't 65. Elida isn't for government-controlled speed limiters at all. They're still a free and clear organization.
Right. Yeah, their point is that they support some sort of a safe speed limit that's consistent with everybody, as is ATA. But ATA is supporting the technology of the limiters, which is a pretty dramatic difference.
ATA is a union-controlled, bought, paid for. It's a joke. It's for government control of all transportation. And they're terrible outfit. OIDA is the opposite.
Yeah, they're the independent guys.
They're like you. They're a patriot outfit.
Yeah. Thanks, Greg. Scott, Don has clearly fired up the trucking base.
Exactly right. Here's a call about Obamacare for you. Came off here during the last break.
Hi. First of all, I just want to say that I love your show. I love all the comments. Very diversified. This is how you can fix Obamacare, okay? I don't care if it's there or not anymore. I think the law should be removed. There. Done. It's that simple. Thank you.
And you agree, since you voted a few times that way, right?
I have voted to repeal it many times, defund it. Not as many as they give me credit for it, but I've done it every time I've had the chance. And the challenge we have going forward is that even if we remove Obamacare, we still have a health care problem in the United States related largely to cost and escalating cost and inflation of health care that is far outpaces everything else in the private sector. Probably the only thing that keeps up with it is higher education. Wherever there's a third party paying or perceived cheap money, the costs go up. So we need to do some things on the cost side, whether it's repealed or not repealed, or whether King v. Burwell is overturns the subsidy for federal exchange. We need to have a more market-based solution. So we still have to have a solution for the healthcare problem in this country, whether we can repeal Obamacare or fix things.
More with Congressman Kramer just a moment here. Right now, I want to ask you a simple question. Do you need advice on the right part for your car, the right part? Well, relax. Hedolls has it. And they also have great folks like Kurt Knutson out at the Glendive location. They have locations of Hedolls throughout North Dakota, Montana, South Dakota, and Minnesota, too. And I was chatting with Kurt the other day. He's telling me about that great machine shop they have in Glendive. I mean, engine boring, head repair, rebuilds, anything. I mean, they're going to do it for you. Those machine shops are legendary at all the Hedolls locations. They're just fantastic. Whatever the advice you need, whatever the parts you need, they can take care of you, and they do. Ask him about his first car. How about this, Kev? Top this one. 64 Chev Impala Super Sport. He's had it since he was 13 years of age. Incredible.
My first car was a 64 Chevy Impala.
Was it really?
Yep.
You and Kurt have something in common. Kurt, he still got it, and he shows it, so it's kind of cool. Hedolls location right there in Glendive. Tell Kurt you heard about his first ride right here on What's on Your Mind. More coming up. Don't go away.
Welcome to Soybean Minute with Diana Biedelsbacher.
April is National Soy Foods Month. No matter your taste preference, there is a soy food option to help you maintain a healthy, balanced lifestyle. Packed with high-quality protein, soy foods are an excellent option to keep your family energized and satisfied all day long. Soy foods contain fewer calories, less saturated fat, and little to no cholesterol, making them a very healthy choice for you and your family. Soy foods are easy to prepare and simple to incorporate into your favorite dishes. From soy milk and soy snacks to meal options such as soy burgers, edamame, and tofu, you will definitely find a soy food choice that is both healthy and delicious. To help you start cooking today with soy, contact the North Dakota Soybean Council for free recipes or log on to ndsoybean.org.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
First International Bank and Trust knows that dreams make life worth living. So let's dream. Let's worry less about money. Let's have more moments being in the moment. Let's live first. With free checking and convenient online and mobile banking, you can focus on things that money can't buy.
Happy birthday!
Open an account today at livefirstmobile.com. Member FDIC.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill, and I had high blood pressure, high blood sugar, poor vision, and I really wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess, pretty much.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract, and from within a few days, I started sleeping a lot better. My blood pressure normalized, my blood sugar normalized, and my sleep really did improve.
Experience these benefits and more when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Ouch! My back is out again!
Hi, Dr. Ortman with Wellspring Spinal Care. If you're experiencing neck, mid, or lower back pain, this information is for you. One of the complaints that I hear is patients receive their typical adjustment, only having to repeat them as the pain returns. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the battle. At Wellspring Spinal Care, we have the entire solution. We use the NUCA approach, utilizing three-dimensional x-rays and gentle touch technology to deliver specific correction. We then design a custom nutritional supplement program which provides essential nutrients targeting the areas of concern. With a NUCA approach and proper nutrition, you'll be on your way to a faster and more permanent recovery. To get you on the road to wellness, visit drortman.com. That's drortman.com. Or call us today, 952-303-9124. That's 952-303-9124. Wellspring Spinal Care, chiropractic done right.
To remind you, the Williston Area Builders Association is doing their home and garden show this weekend, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, and our friends from Miracle Chair are going to be there. If you're not able to be in Williston at the Raymond Family Community Center Friday, Saturday, or Sunday for their fifth annual show, then check out miraclechair.net. And I'm telling you what, zero gravity works miracles. That's why it's called the Miracle Chair. Full body massage, the heat therapy, the whole thing. You've seen the Miracle Chair right in our studios, Kevin, haven't you?
I have.
Never have the time to relax.
Get out of it.
But it's darn nice. Anyway, they'll be there this weekend. And they also give you a free sample of a new weight loss coffee. No kidding. Coffee that tastes great that helps you lose weight. Unbelievable.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, isn't that sounding like a miracle?
For me.
Is that their new product? I'll send you some free samples. So, anyway, check it out. Okay, let's see here. Let's see who has waited the longest. We wanted to not keep you waiting. And Dwayne in Watford City, you're next on Watford on What's on Your Mind from Watford City. Go ahead.
Okay, I wanted to make a comment on the difference of speed limits because I've noticed, you know, cars plug signs traveling packs. So I like to try to stay out of the pack. And I've had cars come up and almost want to take my mud flaps off. I think a lot of it was inattention because, I mean, the speeder is actually safer, I think, because he's paying attention to what's going on. Cars, what I've seen, a lot of them, I can't say everyone, I'm painting a broad brush here.
Sure.
200 to 300, maybe 400 feet down the road is all they're looking, and this can be proven by looking when they hit their brake lights where there's a cop in the center.
Yeah, right. Right.
You know, that's proof right there. I mean,
yeah, that's a good illustration.
Be safe out there, Dwayne. We're going to watch this one closely for sure. Bob in Fargo, go ahead for Congressman Kramer.
Hey, Bob. Hi, Congressman Kramer. Thanks for all that you do. But I was wondering if you've asked any Democrats what the logic is of they seem to be patting themselves on the back by picking up potential terrorists in Minneapolis and around the country. But we're letting go known terrorists from Guantanamo,
yeah,
swapping those for some other kind of deal.
Yeah, the worst part of what they swapped for, the deal that they swapped it for, was bad, even if they got it for free. But, yeah, great point, actually. And I think the argument, of course, now I think has as much to do with politics and timing as it does anything. Guantanamo Bay was a campaign promise that's unfulfilled that he's trying to force to get done, and then at the same time he's trying to make the country feel safer. But remember, this is the same guy that wants us to agree to a nuclear deal with Iran while he sends the USS Theodore Roosevelt out to intercept their intercept their vessels carrying weapons to Yemen. So chaos is the national or international policy of this administration, and it's becoming very, very concerning, to say the least.
Thanks, Bob. Good to hear from Mandan, from your call to Fargo, I guess he was. Doug and Mandan, you're next. Mandan's next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead, Doug.
Yeah, I'm just wondering when Congress is finally going to take their power back. Seems like every other entity, the EPA, IRS, Transportation Department, just set all the rules, do whatever they want, and tell all the pain hits, and then you guys come in and try to sort it out. I think it's time that you guys sort it out before all the rules get put in place. Thank you.
Well, Doug raises a very good point and one that's a great frustration for a lot of us. But unfortunately, the rules and the regulations that the bureaucracy carries out have been given to them. That authority has been given to them by past Congresses who passed overarching sort of broad bills and allow the expert agencies to draft the rules with a lot of latitude. And that does make it more difficult. Napoleon once said the logical conclusion of defense is defeat. And I feel like Congress has been playing a lot of defense lately. Now we've gotten a lot better at it. We've gotten a lot more offensive. I mean, the rule that we talked about that we passed, or the bill we passed last night, the Senate bill, that overturns the president's actions and the DOE's actions on water heaters is a pretty good example. And it was a pretty aggressive offensive move in sort of a defensive posture. So I think Doug's right on point. We need to be more aggressive. And I think what you're going to see is more prescriptive types of legislation coming out of Congress going forward, because it used to be you could trust, the executive branch and the three co-equal branches, and our oversight was more respected than it is today. But, when the Attorney General of the United States is in contempt of Congress and IRS gives bonuses to people that are in contempt, it's time to do something different. So I think
people want to fight. I mean, they really do. They're just tired of the status quo. You can sure tell that in folks. Jamie in Fargo for Congressman Kramer. Quickly, if you would, Jamie.
Hi, Jeff. I guess I'm just part of the 99%, and I'm a nobody, I guess, because I can't get any respect from our government. I've paid taxes since I was 14 years old. I got my civil rights violated in Dickinson, and nobody will even talk to me. My attorney screwed me over, and I don't have any faith in the system anymore. Can you explain what's going on?
Well, I don't know your situation, Jamie, nor do I know your attorney, although attorneys generally are pretty good advocates for whoever it is that's hiring them. So I guess not knowing your situation, situation.
If you want to look it up, I tried to call Holden last year to make a complaint, and he sent me an email back saying there's nothing he could do for me. I just found out the FBI is the one that you contact, and that's what I did. But I tell you what, I have a video of them police brutality and tasing the crap out of
it. Jamie, watch the language, if you would, number one. Number two, if you want to hang on and get the get your information to Congressman Kramer's office, we're happy to do that for you. We are up against the clock, so we don't have a heck of a lot more time. In fact, didn't get to a lot of things we wanted to talk about.
Don kicked it off with speed limits, and that's the beauty of talk radio. It's up to the listeners, as you always say.
Exactly right. What's on their mind is what matters. What's more than what's on our mind. So we'll welcome a whole new round of it next week and tackle other topics in the news. Thank you, sir. Good to chat with you.
Always a pleasure. Thanks, everybody.
Congressman Kevin Kramer gives us an hour a week to take your calls on any and everything. And we're going to pick up some new issues to follow. I got a Facebook question on the trucker speeds right now. Check it out. God bless you. See you tomorrow on What's On Your Mind.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. Genstone.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone.
At 855-955-STONE. Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
Quantitative easing, unemployment at depression levels, Europe financial system falling apart, China getting out of U.S. treasuries. At the end of 2008, the time of TARP, the national debt was at $11 trillion, gold trading around $850 per ounce. Close to 2012, the national debt exceeded $16.4 trillion, gold doubled to $1,600 per ounce. The $20 trillion threshold for the national debt is inevitable. Politicians in Washington have a ferocious appetite for spending and stimulus. What's worse, a printing press to finance. 100 years ago, we had a gold standard to limit this madness, but now you have to adopt your own gold standard. Don't be fooled with paper promises. Get Midas Resources 10 Reasons to Buy Gold free by calling 800-686-2237. Understanding the gold and silver market may be the only insurance you could have to avoiding the next economic crisis. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
If you constantly feel run down and tired, your pH level might be low and your body could be full of toxins. If what you drink is not at a pH level of 8 or higher, you are inviting bacteria and acid to thrive in your body. But there is something you can do. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision plasma pH drops to your water to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise your pH balance to optimum levels. AlkaVision plasma pH drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals in the world, alkalizing the water you drink, ridding your body of acidic waste and toxins, and helping you regain energy and vibrant health. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision plasma pH drops at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.